I am so excited. I have an amazing, amazing guest. If you haven't seen her videos before, please go back in the library and see them, because she has just been so inspiring to hundreds of thousands of families around the world. But today is a very, very, very special day. I have Shannon Kinnitz here because Shannon Kinnitz just won the Making a Difference Award. Can you show your award?
I can, and I am super, super excited about this. I just received this today, and I have to say it's probably one of the best gifts I've ever received in my entire life besides my two daughters. So today I was presented with this beautiful award, this Make a Difference Award, and it's just pretty awesome. And it has a lot of meaning behind it because this is the first award that's been given. And it says Making a Difference Award, Outstanding Achievement and Dedication, Shannon Kinnitz 2020. However, coming in 2021, there's a lot of fun things because I don't know if you want to tell them what's going on, but it's super exciting. I'm so excited about it.
It's really exciting because if you guys have ever seen the movie I think it's called Traveling Pants.
Yep.
What they do is a group of friends basically have a pair of pants, and they basically go on adventures with these pair of pants, and they all share the pair of pants. Well, what's going to happen is Shannon is going to pick next year's person, and it has to be a caregiver. It has to be a mom or a dad or somebody taking care of a child on the spectrum or with extraordinary needs. And basically, the award is going to travel. And so the person will get to keep the award for the entire year. So we're really excited about that. And it's going to be amazing because you're going to be able to put your initials on it, and you're going to travel with this award for the next year. You're going to be the recipient of Making a Difference Award.
And it's going to be really amazing for all the people out there, the caregivers. Like Kristen said, it can be a grandparent, an aunt, an uncle, a sibling, a parent, just somebody that's taking care of somebody with extraordinary needs, because so many times that is overlooked. I mean, there's awards out there for people that are doing good, philanthropists, which is amazing, like people that are giving, but the people that are actually doing the day-to-day care of adults and children with special needs often go unrecognized. And, you know, we often do it because, you know, it's our responsibility. They're our children, our grandchildren. But, you know, sometimes it's just fun to get something like this and just to know that, you know, what you're doing is right and you're on target. And, like, how fun. And maybe after, like, 5 years, we can have a reunion with all the people and see what their lives have bring. So it's going to be a really super cool journey that we're going to be doing, and we're going to be documenting it along the way, and super excited about it.
It's going to be really great. And what's really great about this is it's not given by a company. It's not given by an organization. However, Autism Hope Alliance is going to be following, which we're really excited. And I'm sure your organization is going to be following. But what it's really about, it's about a parent recognizing another parent or another caregiver. And I think that's just so important. So, you know, Shannon, I know your story. I know I've known you for a very long time. But you won this amazing award. It was called Making a Difference because you, like as I said, you've made a difference to so many people, countless amount of people. What is the thing you're making a difference about? I know her name is Grace.
Yes.
But let's talk about Grace.
So my daughter Grace is really, and my daughter Lily, but Grace is my journey. She's my story. She's my everything, and wanting to make a difference for other families. I've been very blessed and fortunate enough to have put myself in positions and around people that could help me get Grace to where she needed to be. She wasn't supposed to live past the age of 2, and we just celebrated her 21st birthday. And, you know, it's just been an amazing journey. It's been one of a lot of heartache, a lot of joy, a lot of tears, a lot of laughter. And I just feel like every parent should have that right to experience that with their child, no matter what developmental stage that the child's actually at in their age. So she's my everything, and she's why I get up in the morning, why I want to make a difference, you know, why I want people to know that they have choices and that they can truly make a difference in their child's life and other people's lives by just looking into things and researching things. So that's my story, is her. Like, I feel like I'm living her story, you know, like her sister and I, Lily, are Grace's voice right now, and we're there to show that she's here to stay. Regardless of what the doctors told us, we're here to fight for her. She has an incredible team, and she is just an amazing young lady that is still going to change the way people view children and adults with special needs. No doubt in my mind that she has so much more to give and to offer this world in the next decade.
Well, and I always say there's so many of us that are helping families. Our kids picked our job. And Grace definitely picked your job, mm-hmm. and is the reason of the passion in your belly to help so many other families. And, you know, I still remember the first time I met you, gosh, I don't even know how many years ago. It's been a long time.
Yeah.
Well over 13 plus years.
Yeah.
And, you know, you were up there and you were talking and helping families then, and I don't think you've ever missed a beat. I think it's, you know, you wake up, it doesn't matter how many miles you flew or whatever, if a family needs you, you're there holding their hand, listening to them, crying with them, celebrating with them. And if it wasn't for Grace, you know, I don't know if you would be here right now making a difference. I'm sure you'd be doing something else amazing, but in our community.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I think that's the same with you. I mean, like, you are your champion for your son, and you've done such an amazing job helping families from all over the world.
This award's about you.
You know, I know, but I mean, I have to say that because, like, we're, you know, kind of like we're a team. Like, we, like I adore you, and I love everything that you have done for people, you know, and I'm not just talking, like, with your job, but you've gone out of your way to call people for some reason. You and Dr. Usman just seem to know when something's wrong with me. I'll get a text from one of you guys, and I'm always like, this is so eerie. Like, why are you calling me? Like, I'll be in my bedroom crying. Like, something just happened. And I just think that, you know, so many times when we are out there doing stuff and trying to help, that it may seem like we live this life, that we get to travel and we get to go do these things, but we're doing these things because we're out there trying to help find other things for all families, right? And I just feel like it needed to be said and it needed to go on. And, you know, you're amazing. And your organization is too. And I think, you know, you hit it on the head when you're like, you know, if I wasn't doing this, I'd be doing something different. And we all would be, probably, right? We all would have our careers, what we went to college for, or what we went to trade school for, or whatever it may be. I wish, obviously, I would never wish that this disease, the Grace's mitochondrial disease, on any person. And I wish it wasn't for her that she didn't have it. But because she has it, has changed, obviously, you know, my field. I'm a psychologist by trade. I chose now to do more of motivational speaking. I run the Medical Academy of Pediatrics and Special Needs, where we train physicians on how to, you know, work with children and families with special needs. But I think also, like, you have to, like, take a step back and be like, you know, this was probably meant to be for many other reasons, right? Because you weren't given so much heartache not to take it and take it to the next level. I've sat back, I've watched families' lives be destroyed, I've watched marriages go down the drain, but I've also watched families triumph. I've watched children, like my own daughter, walk across her graduation stage when she was never supposed to get out of her wheelchair. I watched children say mama for the first time and daddy for the first time and eat on their own for the first time and not have seizures. And, you know, all those things are just an amazing thing that you get to be a part of, and it makes you value life a little bit more. I find it interesting, this last 7 days I've been doing this Facebook thing. I'm not really a Facebook person, don't know a lot about social media and stuff like that, but I had over like 400 and something people private message me. I started this whole thing about Crush 2020 with all the crap going on right now, but I have a knee injury. I realized that I can't take care of Grace because I can't bend over to get her out of the tub. And it's very scary for me as a caregiver right now because I'm like, I have to be able to care for her. So I'm like, okay, I have to do something. I got to change it. And so I'm kind of changing things up a little bit with, like, going on Facebook a little bit more, posting stuff, trying to do the hashtag thing and stuff like that. But my new thing is more like taking care of ourselves. You know, like, I always knew that, and I've always been told that, you know, we have to be here for our kids. But, you know, I was trying to think how many years ago. I think it was like 8 years ago I lost 120 pounds and I put 70 of it back on. And I cannot believe that I allowed myself to do that. And like a week ago I was in such a bad state where it was just like, I'm done. Like, I don't care anymore. And then all of a sudden I'm like, I gotta snap out of this. You know, I got to get better. I got to lose the weight. And so I just really wanna encourage everybody out there to take care of your health. I'm gonna be very clear cut on this journey, this the rest of the year. I'm hoping that all of you guys hold me accountable for everything, that if you see me put a freaking French fry in my mouth, you say you can pick something better, Shannon, and so forth. I mean, everybody needs a salty French fry every once in a while, but I just want to really, it's just a really important message because I don't think I felt so afraid in my life than I have in the last 2 weeks, not knowing if I could be able to bend over again to get my daughter out of the tub safety wise. And that is that was such a pivotal moment in my life, that everything that I've done for 21 years to get Grace healthy and to get her where she needs to be, and now I'm not healthy. And so I just, you know, really want parents to really think about things and think about the choices that we're making, because, you know, we focus so much on our kids, you know. And I mean, like, you're a rock star. Like, I'm always like, when I'm following you, like, out on your walks and your runs and this and that, I'm just like, okay, like, if Kristen's going to do it, I'm going to do it. So, but I just really encourage parents to really, like, try to get out there and, you know, jump at it and get better.
Well, I just think you're an inspiration, and you're a little hard on yourself, but you just won this awesome award.
I am, and I'm thankful. I love this award.
And I'm excited to see who you're going to pick next year.
I know, me too.
And I think it's going to be great. And like I said, Autism Hope Alliance, we're going to, you know, we're going to highlight this. We're going to have fun with this. Obviously, Shannon and I are behind this amazing journey that we want to take with all of you guys. But again, it's so important, guys, that this is from a parent to a parent, or a caregiver to a caregiver, I should say. As Shannon said, there's so many companies out there winning awards. There's so many philanthropists winning awards, which is awesome. We need that. Mm-hmm. But often we don't recognize the caregivers, and we are on the front lines. And I think it's so crucial that we can, you know, really support one another.
And, you know, who knows? Maybe this is a movement.
Yeah.
This is a movement starting, because it just doesn't have to be what we're doing here, right? So, you know, you're going to see this video, and you're going to see this. We're going to, you know, AHA's going to follow it, and we're going to follow this. But it doesn't mean that you can't do this. It
Absolutely.
Doesn't mean that you can't, in your own little group, in your own little state, start to do this. But if you do that, please make sure you let us know so that we can follow you guys, too, because how cool of a movement would this be to go into 2021, I'm sorry, going into the new year with positivity.
Absolutely.
And like showing people that they do matter and that they do care. So we maybe started a movement.
I love it.
So, but I am so like thrilled and just so excited to have this. This means more to me than any other award could have ever meant, because getting it from another parent means that, you know, I've done something right, and that I am helping, and the times that I am away from my kids makes it all that much worth it. So thank you very much.
Well, thank you for all that you do. And everybody, if you don't know who Shannon is, you gotta follow her, find her at Shannon Kennitz. But you can also go to medmaps.org and read about all of her extraordinary work that she does to help families all over the world. Thank you so much, and congratulations, Shannon.
Thank you.